Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the curve, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's only or a new point. Calling with your viewpoint, prepared to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, words to the mothers, of the queens and the kings, we gon' get into some things. We been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like. Collective Minds.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. Welcome back. This is your host, Brother Kev.
And Tanya, Rigel. It's right here. Forgive me, my people.
What's up, y'all? Hotep, Habari Ghani, Assalamu alaikum. It's Mufasa Ra with you.
Indeed, and we are Collective Minds Radio, back family for another week. And I just want to say that the new intro song gets a brother hype. I know it's time for Collective Minds. And we about to get it on. Spectator Sports. So please, family, give us a call. We're having a great discussion today. But before we get started, do we have any announcements? And how was y'all week?
My week was great, wonderful. Like always, staying busy and productive. So I want to just encourage everybody out there to stay busy and productive. Do something positive. Be a, a solution, not a problem out here. And I do want to make an announcement.
That's right. That's right.
Mufasa just got done laughing at me. Because I made a mistake.
I did not laugh.
So my announcement on today is, everyone, that don't laugh at one another. But getting serious, okay, because I'm a serious person. No announcements, though, I do want to say seriously, though, be a solution, not a problem.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Mm. I'm Brother Mufasa. How was your week? And you got any announcements for us?
Busy, productive week as usual. Knocking things down, putting things in the proper perspective. Everything is all good. Announcement to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, one of the baddest black men to ever walk the planet, the father of consciousness. I want to say happy birthday to the brother man, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
When is birthday?
It was today, October the 7th.
Ah, October the 7th. Okay, indeed.
Yep.
Yes,
and another shout out birthday to Brother Kev.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, yeah. You hear me? Kev, birthday.
Thank you. It's Libra season. Hey, one so more shout out to Elijah Muhammad. I didn't know he was a Libra, so I like that.
It's also coming up October the 14th is the National Day of Atonement. That's to celebrate the anniversary of the Million Man March. So look forward to that coming up next weekend.
Okay, indeed. We keep that on the calendar. And I don't know if y'all heard, but real quick, it was an earthquake in Haiti. Shout out to all the Haitian folks. It was another earthquake yesterday. They say the number's like 12 people got killed already. It was a 5.9 on the Richter scale. So shout out to all the Haitian folks. Hope y'all are doing well, getting safe, ça passe. And, you know, they just recovering from the earthquake they had in 2010, where they say like 200,000 people was killed during that earthquake. So, you know, some people are questioning, you know, it could be a setup. You know, they've been having it out for Haiti since they won the revolution in 1804. So, you know, a lot of people suspect that they could be sabotaging the island on purpose. So, you know, we just want to send prayers out to the Haitian family out there. And also, since we had the show last week where we were talking about Bill Cosby, so this past week they just confirmed Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court Justice. And it really just shows how the divine speaks in signs, because this is a sign to show people exactly how the system works when it's a black male versus a white male. And we see the use of power and how it was demonstrated, right? Because Bill was sentenced to 3 to 10 years for sexual assault. Now, this Brett Kavanaugh cat had women coming out saying that he sexually assaulted them, but the language was different when it came to the women that was accusing him. You know, the women that was accusing Brett Kavanaugh, okay, these women are credible. It was a long time ago. You know, women do lie about sexual assault. Like, this the narrative they were speaking of. But when it came to Bill Cosby, all of a sudden his witnesses were credible. They were all telling the truth. They were violated, blah, blah, blah. So it just shows you the abuse of power. But then I want to run this by y'all too real quick, because he won with a 50-48 vote. Okay, you got Democrats had 48 and Republicans had 50 votes. It was one Democrat that voted yes to confirm him. So how is it that these Democrats and Republican parties that people so-called voting for, how is it that the Democrats cannot keep their one guy that's on their team from voting against them? You see what I'm saying? So to me, that shows me that they all tied in and clicked in, because there's no way if he's on the Democratic side and they know this is a quote-unquote bipartisan vote where everybody sticks to the team, because all the Republicans voted yes. So this one Democrat just happened to vote yes for Kavanaugh when the other ones voted no. You see what I'm saying? So that kind of showed me that they all
maybe working
together. Yeah,
maybe somebody gave him a check.
Yeah, possibly. It could have been a number of things, but it's like, so what is going to be his punishment if somebody goes against the team as something so crucial as a seat on a Supreme Court justice, quote unquote? If it's so, this is a powerful position, what is going to be the punishment for him going against the team? Or will there be one? You know, I don't think there will be one. Like I said, I think they're all
in it. It depends.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, Brother Kev, I think it all depends on if, like you're saying, it could have been a pretty big setup, you know, like all of it. Like they could have voted yes just so that one can do no. It could have been all of it. So in that case, then he probably
lost because
he did what it.
Exactly. He did what was going to happen anyway with the fake outrage. They had a fake FBI investigation. You dig what I'm saying? And it was one woman who was going to vote no. She's a Republican.
It is what it is.
She was going to vote no, and she withdrew her vote because it was another Republican that couldn't attend, so she withdrew her vote. And this is a woman. It was another woman that voted yes on the Republican side. So this just goes to show me how they stay on code, they stick to the script, they understand, you know, that this is about power, this is about maintaining, dominating the system, period, point blank. You see what I'm saying? But all that to say, you know, black people fighting over Republican and Democrat, I think that's a non-issue because both of them are on the same team. They both use black people's vote, you know, basically they patronize black people for their vote and then don't do nothing with it when they get it, because we don't hold them to task as far as, you know, as far as holding them accountable and demanding things specifically for black people. That's a whole other topic. We'll get into that later. I just wanted to point out that Kavanaugh and Bill Cosby, similar situations. One sentenced to jail at 81. The other one is about to be sitting down on the Supreme Court, and he's super right, super conservative, which means, AKA, you should highly suspect that he is a white supremacist. Very highly suspicious that he's a white supremacist. So, you know, we just leave that there.
It is what it is.
I want to say something about that in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Roger.
If you're in St. Louis, for all the spinners and lovers, if you love the spinners, if you're in St. Louis, they will be here Saturday on the 13th of October at Harrisville State University. Check them out if you are interested.
All right. Okay, indeed. The spinners will be at Harris, though. Y'all check them out.
OGs in the game.
Don't
nobody put on a show like the OGs do.
Oh, yeah. You know they going to come ready. You know they come
ready. I'm about to bring out my Endangered Species boots.
Man, if you don't have no suit, if you don't have no pink or no purple suit or no red suit with no top head or some type of a head like that, you probably you ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't ready.
You ain't ready.
They
are about to bring it.
And your jacket has to be long to your knees. Your jacket got to be the long one to your knees. If you ain't got that, if you don't have that,
then start.
You're not ready.
Four buttons. Right. You start. At least four buttons. The more the merrier on the buttons, you know. Yeah. I'm playing. But no doubt, the spinners at Harrisville next Saturday. Check them out, y'all, if you're in the St. Louis area. But with no further ado, Recognize Radio, Rigel Starr, Mufasa Ra, and I am Brother Kev. And today we are talking about, it's a relationship question, right? We're asking the question, can the man still be head of the household if the woman makes more money than him? Okay, and repeat it again. Can the man still be the head of the household if the woman makes more money than him? Give us a call, family. The number is 929-477-1697. We'll get to the phone lines here in a second. We're going to start off with Rigel Starr, the only female voice on the call so far. We may get some callers in, but from where you stand, where you sit, your perception, Rigel Starr, can the man still be the head of the household if you make more money than him? Let's make it personal.
Mm-mm. All right. You know, we ain't like
I'm glad you ain't.
You still go respect him. You gonna still put respect
I'm glad
on his name.
I'm glad.
You gonna put respect on his name. Go ahead.
Yeah. It is what it is.
We ain't trying to count your bank account, but we just saying. We know how you roll, Sister Roger.
Well, I'm rolling like, you know, like most folks out here, you know, but this is an interesting question.
She balls.
This is interesting. No. No, but I am blessed. You heard Charlie Wilson. Ask me how I'm doing. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
that's right.
but you know what? This question is interesting, and I'm going to stay true to myself. So I will rarely ever provide a yes or no. So even with this, you know, can a man be the head of the household if the woman makes more money? Now, I say the man is designed to be the head of the household. That position is always available for a man if he is in a home with a family structure or just not, you know. that role is already there for him. However, you have to do things in order to fit. You know, you can't just figure because, you know, because of body parts that just, you know, make you a man. It just make you like a male species or something. But a man to me is the head or the provider of the home. I am a little more old school, so I know I could probably, you know, not get a lot of support from many other women, but I am a little more old school, so I do think the man should be the provider. That's not the only thing. He should also be resourceful. He should, if he can't, you know, do breaks himself, then he's supposed to be able to make sure that the breaks are getting done around here. So, in that sense, if, because it's not really about financial for me. It's more about just, I guess, the role, the what the man is actually doing. You know, it's not just because even if I made more money.
Okay.
Or,
right. Let me ask you like this then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to cut you off, but I got to throw this in there because you had a good point. What if he does all those things? What if he, you know, makes sure the car is taken care of, you know, cleans it out, make sure the house is kept up, you know, make sure the tires are changed, oil changed, any maintenance with the house, plumbing, he on all that. But you bring home the majority of the money. Do you respect him as a man, you see?
I do. However, I still would. But the thing is, now, it can't be a long-term thing. It just has to be a short-term situation. And not to say that, well, you know what? I let me clear that up. Because I'm not saying that it has to be long-term. I mean, short-term or long-term in order for me to say, okay, yeah, he's the head of household, he's doing this or not doing that. So it's not really about that. I guess I'll just put it as plain and simple as I can. I think the man is, to be a man, it ain't really about the money. You just have to make sure that you are actually being a man. And that's how I feel. I don't think it's really, and I don't have anything to do with your finances. You know, you just have to be a real man. Because real men, you know, you don't, right, you just have to be a real man as far as taking care of the household and being there and being strong, being what a man is supposed to be. Not just out here thinking just because you were born with a little something right there, then that means, you know, you have to earn it, just like everybody, you know, you have to earn the respect of it.
So is that a yes?
That's an answer.
No, no, no. Oh,
Lord.
Here we go.
That's an answer.
Is that a yes? Is the man still the head of the household or the woman makes more money? That sounds like a yes to me.
Oh, man.
So
we go to
write
yourself
up.
What did you say?
I said, here we go. The rise and shuffle.
The rise and shuffle.
No, that's not a shuffle. That's just the answer. That is like, you know, you have to. Okay, just accept my answer. We can get into it.
Okay, but we're going to have to come back now before the end of the show.
Right.
Callers and listeners, Rigel has to say yes or no to the question. But we'll come back to that. You got to say yes or no. Now, my brother Mufasa.
Yeah.
Can the man be the head of the household if the woman makes more money? Give us the male perspective on this.
Okay. Right before I ask that question, I wanted to say that I'm definitely a supporter of Sister Rigel, and I can't wait for her to start a political campaign. She's going to make a great politician, and I can't wait to be her in her candidacy. Okay.
Oh, man.
Now, to answer the question,
it is what it is.
Go ahead. Ask it to me one more time.
Okay. Can the man be still head of the household if his woman, wife, queen, lady, girlfriend makes more money, should she still give him that respect that a man, or, you know, we know you have to earn it, but if she starts to make more money, should she just, you know, does the respect go out the window, or, you know, how do you feel about the situation?
Yes, he is still the head of the household. As men, we were divinely made to be the head of woman, and I know that's going to piss some people off, but it is what it is. So, of course, we're supposed to still be the head of the household. If she makes, if I'm making $20,000 a month, I mean a year, and she making $100,000 a month, I mean a year, that's her money. I'm still supposed to be providing her a place to stay and being the head of my household. You know, let her save that money. Let her stack that. That's money she can put aside for a rainy day or if I break a hip or something like that. But as a man, I am supposed to be the head of the household. That's how I was designed. That's how I'm supposed to operate. And if I'm not operating like that, then I'm not fulfilling my divine duties as a man. You know, when you came out and you chose a wife, you picked the wife to be with or the wife picked you, you were supposed to be prepared to take care of her. And if you wasn't prepared to take care of her, then you shouldn't have took on that responsibility of having her. So just because now she's making a little extra money, that don't mean that all of a sudden now she got the power and the authority. The money don't make, you know, the money don't make the head of the household or give that person the authority.
Right.
The man is divinely made to lead his woman. If he's doing what he's supposed to do correctly, he is supposed to lead his woman and be the head of his household. And that don't mean treat her like a dog and you own her. That means you just there to lead and be guidance. If a decision comes up, right, and y'all operating as a team, okay, decision come up, y'all sitting down and y'all discussing it. Here's these points, here's these points, here's their points. Y'all come to where y'all locking heads on something. The man should be the one that makes the final say so. If he operating like himself accordingly, he's supposed to know how to say, look, this is really what's going to benefit us as a group. So this is how we're going to roll. I hear what you're saying, baby. But this is how we got to roll. We got to roll this way. Any woman that don't understand that, in my opinion, she just wants to be a man. She's coming away from what she was designed to be and want to take on the man position. And I definitely don't want to take on the woman's position, and I would hope she wouldn't want to take on mine. So
right.
To answer the question, yes. Money don't matter. A man should always be the head of his household.
That's right. Indeed. Okay. Now, Roger, you ready to answer that question, or are we going to?
You might want to get yours in first, Brother K. Brother K, you might want to state how you feel first.
Indeed. Now, because the reason why I did that is because I'm not too far off from what my brother Mufasa Rogers said. You know, actually, I think he's right. And, you know, I think he's right and exact because I'm of the same thing. Like, I think the man can be the head of the household. And just real quick, if you're just joining this family, this Collective Minds Radio, give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. This is not a spectator dialogue. We want everybody to call in. That's why we call it Collective Minds. But getting back to my point, I think, yes, the man can be the head of the household if the woman makes more money. Because like you said, it's not about the money, it's about the role that the man is, you know, the role he's in, which I just broke it down to three simple things that I think that we all can agree on that a man should be within a relationship, family, what have you. She should be the protector, he should be the leader, and the provider. You see what I'm saying? And by being a provider, I think he still can be the provider. He still can fill those three roles, leader, protector, provider. He still can have those three roles, just to make it simple, and still, if you know, make less money, so to speak. Because we live in, you know what I'm saying, we live in a postmodern, post-internet, post-social media society where women, you know, in corporate America, especially within the black community, a lot of women are, you know, making more money than the men, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? Within in a lot of situations. But by us being in the same boat, so to speak, when we talk about black and female relationships, it really doesn't matter who makes the most money. As long as the man is fulfilling his roles and doing what he can do to lead, protect, and provide, I feel like, you know, it should be a teamwork. And there should be no respect lost if the man, you know, if the woman makes more money. I don't think she should disrespect him or, you know, feel some type of way or don't, you know, put no respect on his name as long as he's fulfilling and doing those duties. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of old school in that way, too. But I want to talk about this new generation because it seems like the gender roles, you know, they got little terms like gender fluidity and, you know, the roles are different for like a generation below us, a generation or two below us. You see what I'm saying? And they kind of look at these things a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a whole different scheme and dynamic that we got to pay attention to because even though we feel the way we feel, I feel like when I look at society and at what they're promoting on TV is like a whole different agenda. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, hey, if I like somebody, I like them. You know, we just do what we do. No, what they call it, no names, no attachments, no commitments. You know, because they say the millennials are not getting, they're not getting married like that. You know, they just not being as monogamous. Now, humans is always cheated, but apparently they saying that, you know, people just sleeping around. There's really no commitment amongst the young generation. You know what I'm saying? They just kind of freewheeling it.
Yeah, it's everybody for self.
Yeah, everybody for self, so to speak. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how these roles play out, you know what I mean, in the next few years because we old school, like the way we think could be, you know, on the way out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what y'all think about this? Because I was gonna ask you this real quick. It just hit me. Like, say I was a female, right? And I was making $100,000 for the year, and my husband was making $50,000. Me knowing what the type of man I would want and the type of man I would have, I wouldn't see nothing wrong with taking my money. As a woman, saving my money and giving that money to my husband to handle his business. Now, Roger, how you feel about something like that? Would you be comfortable with saying, look, I'm going to give this money to my husband, let him do what he's supposed to do with it?
I'm just trying to get the question. When you say give
explain
it a money,
it
you
better.
Give
explain
money.
It.
Yeah, you try to do something with it or just give it to him just to give it to him.
Yeah, exactly. To him, whether he's going to invest it in business, you know, whether he's going to take this money and, you know, get us a bigger house. But as a female, I shouldn't have to be sitting back trying to figure out all that stuff. Now, it's cool if I can, but I'm looking at my husband to lead the way in this. Okay, baby, you ain't got all the money to do it, but here it is. I'm making two or three times as much as you. I'm going to put this money in your hand and let you sit down and figure out how we're supposed to move and groove. I'm going to tell you, how, you know, give you my suggestions, but I know you my man. You my husband. So, you know, handle your business. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Especially, like I said, if you're a team like that and we know what the role of the man is, you know, let me worry, as my woman, let me worry about taking care of our children, making sure our home is fair, making sure you coming home to a good environment, you know what I'm saying, making sure that I'm taking care of myself spiritually and mentally, and you helping me with that. I shouldn't be stressed out with what's going on with us trying to get a house and all the bill stuff and business stuff. Actually, even me working is just because it's something that I want to do. You see what I'm saying? I'm not even stressing because I wanted to do this. I wanted to work. I shouldn't be doing it because I just had to. It's something I want to do, and it just so happens that me doing it, I make three times more than you. So here, sweetheart, take this money and handle the business for us. You think there's something wrong with that, Roger?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say wrong or right. I don't think it's a necessary gesture, though, because it's like when family decisions are being made, they come together anyway. So it really shouldn't matter where the money will be sitting, if they're sitting with him or sitting with her. It shouldn't matter. It's just because when it's time to make a decision, a family decision, they come together anyway. And like you were saying, they have a conversation about it. And, you know, if you say, hey, well, yeah, I think we should get this. This is a better situation. And then you just take care of the business. If something needs to be done, you just get paid. I don't think, you know, it's just so necessary to say, here you go. It's not wrong if you do, but it's just not a necessary gesture. Because like I said before, it's not really so much the funds that actually make the man anyway. So it's like, so what that I have more, and if, I mean, I don't see the necessity in just saying, hey, you know, here you go. Not saying that it's a wrong thing to do, though. So I'm not criticizing it.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm saying that why I look at that as being a good idea, because say, for instance, you know, like I say you married, you got three children. Okay. We're paying for the kids' private school. We want to send them to this organization. We're trying to get this business going. You know, mortgage got to be paid. Stuff got to be paid out the house, the utilities and stuff. We got two or three car notes need to be paid. You know, stuff like that. I'm looking at it as a man. I should be taking the time out of my schedule to sit down and prioritize all this stuff, to pay it out. You know what I'm saying? Juggling and balancing the books. The balancing the books, in my opinion, should be the man's responsibility. So I should be sitting down going over all this stuff. So that's why I say if my wife wants to help me, I get that. Here you go. Here, you take this and you handle what you need to, because, baby, I don't want to even deal with that. I'm going to let you do it because that's my man. That's what you do.
Yeah. And again, though, you know. Yeah, I get that. You know, that is, you know, that's great and all. I just don't think it's a necessary gesture, but I do get it, and I don't, like I said, I don't have a problem with that way of doing things if that's what is necessary to, you know, if that makes it better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, if it makes it a better situation, then hey, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of agree. I think what you're saying is right and exact. My thing is, I'm just wondering how many women in today's time are willing to do that. You see what I'm saying? I think it sounds good. That's what I'm saying. I don't think very many, but I think it sounds right and exact. If you down for a person and y'all have a plan and y'all working together, because it wouldn't be like she giving him the money. It'll be more like she just investing. She just saying, look, here's what we have left over, blah, blah, blah. We working and trying to come up with a plan, you know.
But that's not what Mufasa was saying, though. That's not what he was saying.
Right, but I get it, but it still would be the same thing, because he would be giving it to the house.
No, that's totally different. That's totally different to me.
No, listen, what he's saying, now he on the phone, but this is what I got. I got what he was saying was give him the other. We dealing with a woman that's making, we making it simple, woman that's making $100,000, her man is making $50,000. He's saying give the $50,000 to him so he can do whatever.
However much he want to put in his hands.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to put
it's
in
totally
hand, be like, look, baby, do this. Yeah, whatever we need to do, blah, 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 so we can keep the relationship going. So that's why I say technically it's not really giving it to him. She's giving it to him to help the family or relationship. That's the way I would take it, you know.
Right, to juggle the business affairs. That way her mind ain't got to be focusing on handling business affairs. Her mind can be on, I'm going to go take the kids school shopping. Let me go get all their school supplies. Let me go get, she got her card or whatnot. He didn't already sit down, make sure there's good enough money on the card. Go get what you need to get. Go buy what you need to buy. She wasn't finna buy some food for the house. She ain't gotta sit down and sit up and budget and worry about, oh man, is there enough on her? Did this get done, that get done? Because he's doing all that, so she's just taking any extra that she wanna give him and say, hey, sweetheart, this is to help out. You know, you sit down and you handle that. You budget all that. Just let me go do what I need to do to keep the stress off of me.
It's like you're saying two different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're saying two different things. I said it sounds like you're saying two different things. And you probably are. You probably are. Because it's like, okay, are you saying, because you say here just to help you out. So is it to help him out or is it just to help the household and just basic budgeting?
To help
like
the household.
Which is like what? But is it basic budgeting or are you just saying, hey, here you go. I mean, do what needs to be done. Be responsible. Whatever you want
to
do, you're the man.
Right. To clear it up, let's say I'm that female. And what I'm saying is I know that I'm making $100,000 and my husband's making $50,000. Okay, now sure, we may be comfortable. But I know because we have talks that it's other stuff that we want to do. You know, it's other things that we want to get done. That may not be within the full means of his $50,000. Now his $50,000 may be keeping us afloat, but I know, shoot, if I'm making $100,000 and I'm just keeping it all, actually I could give him $50,000 and say, now we can live $100,000 lifestyle. But I'm giving you this other
$50,000. But what's the difference if I'm transferring, we're in the same household and I'm just transferring
you don't have to sit down and budget. The difference is you don't have to sit down and budget. You just transfer the money to him so he can sit down and budget all the bills and business affairs. You don't have to deal with it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to sit down.
That's the second thing. That's the second thing it sounded like you were saying. The first thing it sounded like you were saying, okay, here, this to help you out.
No, you misunderstood me on that.
Okay, because Kevin was talking about it.
Collective Minds Radio, y'all, we're talking about can the man still be the head of the household if the woman makes more money? Give us a call, 929-477-1697. Okay, go ahead, Roger.
I don't remember now.
He was saying two different things. My bad. Right. He was saying two different things.
It's almost like you just got in the same shock, and then you're like, okay, now what you say? I'm like, okay, yeah, but I did want to make that point though, because it did sound like you were saying on one end, yeah, it's all for the budgeting. You know, it's all for the budgeting and for the household, and then on another end, you like, hey, you know, and also after the budget, do what you want to do. And Brother Kevin, when he was kind of commenting, he also sounded like he was saying that you were saying the same thing. So that's where the confusion came in, and because it's like, I feel like this, it's all about what is best, what's going to make it best. So is it, reason why I said it's not a necessary gesture is because just because you, man, you still have to learn how to do that. If you're not, you can, that may not, budgeting may not be a strong point for you. So just because say, here you go. Yeah, but until that.
That's how I look at it.
I wouldn't, until he learns, though, you don't just up it. I think, because that's not going to help the household. What if he has a gambling problem? But not saying that is the definition of a real, real man anyway.
Yeah,
but, you know, people have issues. You know what I'm saying?
So what if,
you know, he just have a spending thing and it may, it will hurt the household. So, again, if we're talking about
this might not
two
sound
partners coming together to make a decision.
Yeah, because
just
Let me finish this statement.
Two people in the household coming together, making a decision to form a program that's going to benefit You know, everything is supposed to be beneficial to them. So that means you never know. We got to use our strong points too. You know, what if I want to be an accountant? What if that is a career and I may be very successful at it, and his role is something else? So it's like, maybe that's how I could be making all my money. I could just be successful with that. That could be my attribute, my strong point. And so in that event, you saying still it should be passed on, if that's not one of his strong points and he's not good at it and it's going to hurt?
Yeah, because we're finna go. Yeah, because we're finna get deep here. In my opinion, you shouldn't have went to school for accounting. He should have went to school for accounting.
As a woman, you shouldn't have been going to school for no accounting.
It is what it is.
Okay, so that's a man's career. An accountant is a man's career. A person that knows math well and understands.
That's a
male attribute.
You said it was
a good person that knows how to count very well and knows how to use numbers very well. You're saying that's only for me? Come on,
you should have went to school for child care.
I thought we were getting deep here. You didn't go deep.
You should have went to school for child care.
Caller has any questions or comment, caller 314-616. You with Collective Minds? You have a question or comment?
Peace, beloved. What was the topic? Coming in at the back end, and maybe I'm a little confused on what I thought it was.
Okay, no, we're asking, can the man be the head of the household if the woman makes more money than him?
Okay.
Yeah, we just veered off another direction, but that's the original question.
Okay, I didn't know that the topic was terribly specific, but, you know,
yeah.
Really, the way I understand it, as it relates to African people, because that's what we're dealing with here, is I don't really think that it makes a difference, because the engineering of white supremacy, generalizing the statement now, they've catered this thing to the woman, because generally speaking, there's two types of man that a woman is looking for when we're talking about the black woman. We see women that are attracted to guys that have status, or they themselves may have status, and they want a man that will be considered beneath them. That way, that there's a controlling Jezebel type of spirit in operation. And I would say that the crazy thing is, I think the engineering has really pimped our women back to us, because I was hearing you guys kind of go back and forth. I was in and out, but it seems to me like you know, everything has already been set up and catered toward the woman, and the engineering program has been designed to where by the time she finishes school, coming out of college, she already has been programmed to just go after that money. You know what I'm saying? So I think that even if the man does or does not make more, it really doesn't matter at all, because at the end of the day, you know, if she wants to get a divorce or get her own child support, you know, that money's going to be redirected toward – hold on one second.
It is what it is.
Redirected toward her bank account, and then they even get the kids involved. Your total is going to be 24. Thank you.
Indeed.
One second,
appreciate
guys.
The call. Yeah. Appreciate it. But, yeah, that was some that was some good points. If you look at it in the context of white supremacy and the system as far as it pertains to black people and black couples,
it is what it is.
I don't think it matters, because I do kind of agree with the caller that the system kind of catered towards the black woman in a sense, because I think she's less threatening than the black male.
you know, although she's threatening, but when you look at it, like I say, in that context. But even, I mean, I don't want to make it seem like that because we all in the same boat as far as that go. You know what I'm saying? So that's why.
Right, because even if we want to, say that's true. I mean, that still doesn't prevent the woman from just still giving, you know, her husband the money either, though. That don't prevent her from being able to do those things and them still working together, though. You know.
That's why I was saying when Mufasa said that, I was saying I don't know how realistic that is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't think that's very
realistic. A
woman would do that. I mean, like I say, I don't disagree.
If she got the right mindset, it's realistic.
If she got a European mindset,
then no, it's not.
There you go. Because, see, the thing is, just look at, you know, when I was thinking about this topic, just look at how we was raised. Or I'll just say myself, I was raised by, you know, a black woman for the most part, single, you know, for the most part up until a certain time. And she basically ran the household. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was. So I don't necessarily think the way this upcoming generation is going, I don't necessarily think they think the same or hold the same values, you know, for men and women and this and that. Like, the state that we live in now, people are chasing the money. You see what I'm saying? People chasing the bag, trying to get it. And a lot of the black males may not be, you know, because black women can come in. Like, it's a lot of black women in corporate America, these type of jobs, independent business owners. It kind of seems like, from my perspective, that the black male is lacking in resources a little bit. I'm speaking in general now. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of lacking in resources in general. That's why you see a lot of successful single black women. You dig what I'm saying? Oprah Winfrey, the most successful black woman on the planet, is single and not married. You know, we can say that's by choice or whatever, but that's still the point. And then there's a lot of, like I say, single successful black women, you know, go to church, Jesus, no husband, and they looking for these quote-unquote standards that they got, and then they start to, you know, they start to have those standards, which a lot of times can't be met because the pickings are slim for black men within this society. You know what I'm saying? If you want to count the brothers in jail, you want to count the brothers that's gay. You know what I'm saying? The pickings are kind of slim because we outnumbered, the black woman outnumbers us. So it's kind of, in some ways, you may have to, I don't know, you may have to compromise on some things. And the amount of money he makes may be one of those things. Now, I'm going to say this too. As a man, I would want to bring in more money than my wife. And that's just me personally. You know what I'm saying? If there was a situation where my wife was making more than me, then I would have to get out here and hustle and do some more things to elevate the resources. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, which, you know, you should always be striving to get more, but that would really, you know what I'm saying? That would really be motivating if, you know what I'm saying, for me. You know what I'm saying? Where I would want to be like, okay, I'm bringing in this, I'm doing, you know, look, whatever you have to do, selling stuff, you know, whatever you have to do to bring up that income level to where
it is
kind of
what it is.
Even though the money is
even
not
if it's
the
using
thing,
her money to do it.
But that's what,
even if it's using
right,
her
right,
money to
even
do
if it's using her money, even if it's like,
yes,
baby,
that's
like,
what
it
saying.
Is what it is.
Exactly what you were just
that's
saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, if a woman want to break you off something, be like, look, baby, start this small business, get this going. That's realistic, you know what I'm saying? That's helping out the family,
right.
That's helping out
right.
The
and I think you can do that without saying here's $50,000. But the second thing that you were saying, Mufasa, is that okay for budgeting purposes too.
Mm-hmm. But that way, because she don't have to sit down. I would rather my woman be sitting down trying to teach my children than sitting down at night trying to figure out what bills got paid and what bills need to be paid. That's how I'm living. I don't want that stress on her. Let me deal with it.
Yeah, now that's true. But
if we both sitting up worried about bills and business, the ins and outs and the breakdowns, okay, well, who's taking care of our children? Who's teaching? If we fresh to the game, we got little babies, who's nurturing our children? Mm-hmm. Who's sitting down reading to them at night and teaching them how to write and, you know, giving them that type of love and attention that only a mother can do?
I have a very important question to ask you guys. I have a very important question to ask you guys. So should it be a limit? And maybe I'm just throwing this question out there. I don't want to get too far off topic. But should there be a discussion that there should be limitations on the amount of hours or time that the wife can put into her career? Because if they have kids, and if the role is for the woman to nurture the kids, be with them, do the homework, if she's out working, making all this money, still, who's doing
mm-hmm.
that?
That's right. So it definitely should be a discussion about that. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely shouldn't talk about that. You know, sweetheart, I love that you wanted, but you got to, you know, something going, making money. But listen, don't put our family and our children first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Put our children first. And putting our children mm-hmm. in the hands of other people and they're getting raised. You know, I trust my children. I can go out and do what I need to do. And knowing in the back of my mind, my children are with their mother. You know what I'm saying? Their mother is
mm-hmm.
teaching them the ins and outs and nurturing them up so they can get ready to go off to, you know, to higher education or whatnot. If I'm stressing
mm-hmm.
about what's going on at the daycare, you know what I'm saying? The daycare calling me, you know.
Right.
That might take away from what I'm doing out in the world, whatever that is, whether it's 9 to 5 or privately owned business, whatever I'm doing. I can function better knowing that my house and my home is protected and being held down by my other part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now
because that's the other part. That's my extension at home.
That's right. That's the ideal situation.
You would
rather have the mother at home with the kids
for an
extended amount of time. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And then at that point, the man definitely has to pick up the slack, has to do whatever he has to do to make sure you know things are still functioning and running smooth. You know what I'm saying? That is the man's job. And that's why
I always say that.
Roles. Yeah, because that's the real role of the man. Because when the woman is pregnant, that's why I say when the woman is pregnant, who's going to hold it down? You know what I'm saying? She's out of commission.
Yeah. And that's what she had,
months,
I think.
Plus another three, exactly. Plus another three,
mm-hmm.
4 months, well, 6 months or whatever. You know, she's pretty much out of commission as far as doing any type of physical or stress. You want her to be as relaxed as possible, mind free, no stress, you know what I'm saying? All those type of things during that period.
Mm-hmm.
And the man should have to pick up the slack and he should have
mm-hmm.
to, you know, make it less stressful for her during those periods. And that's where the role of the man comes
in.
And the period
starts from when you're pregnant to the baby is in college, because you still want the baby to come out. You still have to be there. That's why I have two children as a mother. I had to sacrifice a lot to just cater my time so that I can be a mother to my kids.
Right.
You know how difficult that is?
Yeah.
You know how challenging that is?
Very.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you too, because, you know, me being Mufasa Ra, I'm an evolving entity every second. So I want to show some involvement right here. Even with what I said about accounting. Okay? Because that could be a great thing if, say, I'm a football player, just thought as an example, and I'm out here on the football field, and I'm
football
bringing in
was
millions
always
of
one of his dream jobs, that's fine.
It is what it is.
And I'm out there getting that check. If my wife went to school for accounting, now that could be a perfect situation because she can stay at home and take care of home and just worry about the accounting of
facts.
Money.
That's
a perfect situation right there. Where she can sit down and account over our business and still take care of the kids and do all that stuff in the house. That's a perfect situation. But if she got to go out to the firm and take care of all these different people and take care of their business before she can get to our business, then that's the problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why there I say it's important for man to actually be able to step into his role. Because then you allow the woman to be able to step into her role and you guys working together for the household.
There you go.
That's what it's all about. Perfect balance.
So
everything we do should be for the family.
So let's say this. Let's kind of sum up the conversation a little bit. So do we all agree that in the relationships is not necessarily about the money? Are we in agreement on this line?
I am. That's not about the money to me.
No.
When it comes to running a household, when it comes to being the head of the household, it's not about the money.
No.
I do think that it plays a role though, because again, if we're still talking about the ultimate goal, you want to be able to still be able to, provide, take care of the needs and stuff, not the wants, but at least the needs, and if it's not being done. Then we got, things got to shake some things up and work some things out.
What about this, Roger? What if I'm a pastor and I don't get a salary?
He always wants to be a pastor. Ever since
I'm a spiritual man. I'm a spiritual man. If I'm a spiritual man,
he always wants to be a pastor. Yeah.
And I ain't got no salary. So you go out and you making your money, but I got all this supreme wisdom, but I ain't got no money. Am I still the
head of the household? With the kids? So what is that your role, you staying at home with the kids?
Yeah. Except for when I go out and do my lecture, and my ministry. Am I still the head of the household?
Before I answer that question, let's take a call real fast. This may be our last call of the evening.
Let's get a call to the Collective
Minds. So 111, you're on with Collective Minds. You have a question or a comment?
I do. I have a question and a comment. I want to shed some light on another facet of this philosophy about money and marriage. Now, I noticed, I'm not going to give any names, but in my family, I'm talking about my family, I have first-hand experience with it. And my sister wanted to marry a man who was a great person. Men in my family subscribed to a certain religious modality. This man did as well. But when they found out that he wanted to be a writer and that my sister made more money than him, they were nice to him when they met him, but I can remember when he left, my dad and my grandfather said, do not marry this man. And we were, presenting the case how he's nice and, honest and everything. And I'll never forget, my granddad said, nicety doesn't pay bills. And when you have to, take care of him, along with other issues and household requirements, you're going to begin to resent him, and he's going to resent you for having to take care of him. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that I believe men, when they speak of the philosophy of money and a man should be the head of the household and all this, it's from a peer and personal perspective. As it relates to their daughters, they think differently. If a man's daughter is making $100,000 a year and she tells her dad, I'm going to marry this man, he's making $20,000 on commission, but he's going to do
this.
He's a great guy. Your dad or you, men on the phone, you will have a different perspective.
I will have a fit. I will have a
fit. I'm saying so then
this
philosophy
is like
tangible.
Here's shoe salesman.
Right. So I'm saying when you guys speak, you're speaking from a personal and peer perspective as it relates to power and ownership. But when it comes to your child, your daughter, you don't want her marrying a man that makes $80,000 less than her, and you don't want him being a stay-at-home dad. I think we need to keep it real a bit here. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Real.
I want to know what you think
Indeed.
About that.
That last question that I said right before you came on, that was just really some joke. That was just joking. But the brothers on this line here, we don't play that. That ain't how we roll. We try to go out.
I totally agree with what you said, yeah. I have daughters, and that wouldn't necessarily fly. I would definitely voice my opinion with that.
I got daughters.
Exactly.
Now, I would have,
I'm glad you called in, Carlo, because now,
I appreciate the call.
Everybody's singing the song.
Because I would be honest, if I feel like if the gentleman is a good person, like you said, with your sister, who's a good guy.
Like, oh, come on,
and
baby, go on, marry him. Give him a
listen,
shot.
No, and he's an artist trying to develop his craft, such as a writer, musician, or something, because that's a tough type of industry, you see. And a lot of people who are in the arts, they may struggle for a while, but then if it pops, it pops. So I would be a little more sympathetic if somebody's working and they're an artist, a writer, a painter, or a musician. You know, I would see how it plays out. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be so scared to write a mom because I understand that type of lifestyle, and you do struggle to kind of get your art out there and get it recognized. So in that scenario, I would be a little more sympathetic. But if he's just working at Subway,
I'm sorry, I wanted to ask you this question now. You said just because he makes a lesser amount of money does not mean he should not be the head of the household and still run things. Now, are you deviating away from that? Because that your daughter would be the newer generation. And you said that this new generation, they don't have the concept of what marriage is about and what the head of the household is about. And then in actuality, on paper, when they file taxes, was she going to claim him as a dependent? Are they going to file joint? Is she going to let him file head of the household and he's making $19,000 a year and she's making $80,000? And furthermore, when they go to buy a house, do you think the lender is going to say, sir, you're head of the household, why don't you go first
on the loan
and on the deed? No, sir, it's not going to work.
This is fact. I did this.
Like they're going to come in like, we only talking to the man where the man is.
So you're
talking
to
whoever got the money.
Head of the household? to the caller, are you saying in that situation that, are you saying yourself that that makes the woman the head of the household?
I'm not saying that it makes her the head of household. I'm saying that we need to understand that while things have changed and change is inevitable, if we are going to be sustained in this change, we have to change our minds. So if you have a certain religious modality or a spiritual modality that the man is the head of the household, that's it, you could take your family down with that philosophy. But if you and your wife had the understanding that We are both heads of this household, and we do this together.
Right.
We talk about things. Not that your word is law. And what if he married a smart woman, because black men like smart women, whether
this
people want
true.
To believe it or not. They like intelligent women. So you have a woman, let's say an engineer, and let's say the man has a high school education, and let's say he's working at Taco Bell. There's no need to frown on that, but let's not act
right.
like that he has, you know what I'm saying, the wherewithal to handle everything in that household and as that relates to bills and finances. I'm just saying, I think we have to be realistic
right.
about it. That's all.
Agreed.
So thank you all for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Well,
thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Thanks.
We totally
yeah.
appreciate it.
Yeah, she brought
now,
a little balance.
Dang,
yeah, that's real. I mean, I agree with what she was saying. You do have to be real.
Yeah, totally.
And talk about
it. Soon
as
she put
your
kids up, now yeah, I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
well,
I did want to clarify that. I understood,
but I did want to clarify myself with that. You know, and I feel that you know, yeah, I would be like that from a father standpoint, but still at the end of the day, the man is the head of the household. And if that's who she chooses to be with, and that's her guy, he handling his business, he's our head of,
yeah,
he's head of her household.
But like she said, we
it ain't
we
about what
realistic.
I say.
Right.
It's not about what I say at that point. He's
right.
the head of the household. It's not about what I say. He's the head
right.
of the household.
Now, yeah, and I agree, but he has to be fulfilling those duties. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because, see, I think what kind of what Rigel was saying and what the caller was saying previously is, just because he's the man doesn't make him the head of the household. You see?
Right.
He has to actually
it's
fulfill
other,
those
he has
roles.
To be capable.
He
right.
can't just
he
be
capable.
More a nigga working at Taco Bell talking about he a rapper at 40 and he dating, you know, he'll be dating someone that's making $100,000, like
yet.
That's just
better
not
yet,
realistic.
Even
and be the head of the household. You see what I'm saying? That's
you could also
realistic.
Be making a lot of money and still be a. You could be a dummy. So even if the money for still don't mean nothing,
this is true.
He could be making $100,000. She could be making $50,000, and his mind
right.
not be right. So
and
it's
not,
bigger
that
than the
true.
Money. That's why I say the money for don't matter. It's all. It's still the man should be the head of the household. And as men, as young boys coming up, people are supposed to be shaping and molding and teaching us to be just that, head of household. Unfortunately, the reality is, I know it don't happen all the time. That's unfortunately the way it is. But how it should be is us coming up as young men. We are supposed to be being taught and trained
but
up to be heads of our household.
Right. Now, this is part of the reality, too. It's an old saying that I'm sure we all heard before, this old saying, and it say, you pay the cost to be the boss. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure we heard that. You pay the cost to be the boss. And unfortunately, if you're making the most money in, you know, in said relationships, just by default, you're kind of the boss, if you see what I'm saying. Just by default. If you bringing in the money, then you can be like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a whole different mentality.
Yeah.
If you're
I can understand where you're going because
money.
It's still
you know
because
what I'm saying?
Because at the end of the day, it's going to be the woman's choice to say, okay, yeah, baby, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I'm going to just give you $50,000 and you know, you
right.
you take care of it. It's still that power is still within her.
Yeah. Yeah. Because say, you know, say a woman makes more and the husband wants to go out and get a new car or something. And she's like, well, no, we not, you know, not there yet. And he's like, well, I'm the head of the household, but he don't make the money. You know what I'm saying? How is that
he
going
can't get
to,
the car.
How is that dynamic going to play out if she, you know, if she's making most of the funds, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So. It's kind of like I say, when it goes to that old saying, even by default, it is what it is, as we say on Collective Minds. Like,
facts.
So, you know, that's why I say as a man, for me,
I want to be, you know, make the most in the household. You know, that's just for me. And,
yeah, let me break a rule here.
Know,
let me break one rule.
But what if you don't?
Let me just break one rule real fast. Let
then
me break
I'm
one
have
rule
to do
real,
what I have
real
to
fast.
Do to... Go ahead.
Okay. Now, okay, let me break this one rule. I'm going to take one caller real fast, and I know this I promise
okay.
guys, this will be the last
it's
one.
It's only
okay,
17. It's only 17.
Caller 314-718. Caller, you on with Collective Minds? You have a question or a comment?
Hey, this is Art. What's going on, everybody?
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Art, thanks for the call.
How you doing?
Oh, man, y'all get on them topics, don't you?
Oh, man, damn. Collective Minds, that's what we do. What you think?
Okay, give us some of your information.
I really need y'all to recap a little bit because we just got home, and I was trying to hurry up so I can get on this line with y'all with this topic. Who's going to do what in the household, man, having more money, the female having less, or female having more, men having more. I got a major solution to it, but I just need y'all to recap on it just a little bit.
If your woman making $100,000 a year and you making $30,000 a year, is she the head of the household or are you?
The man will always be the head of the household, regardless of what type of money he makes. It's not in the funds that's coming in the house. It's who's in over the house, because the man is the covering of the house. You know what I'm saying? You have to be the man and the female. It don't matter who's making the amount of money, because at the end of the day, y'all both gonna sit at that table and put that money together and take care of them bills together. So it really don't matter if the man or the female is making more money in the house.
Exactly.
The man will always be the head of the household. That's what his role is. That's what his role is. So, because he's a protector, provider, and he's a covering. He's a visionary. He's all that, the leader, all that. So the thing is, at some point, that man is going to change his role of making money to more money. Because why? Because even if his wife is covering him, you know, at some point, one's going to cover the other anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it don't really matter who's bringing in the most. It's that only thing happens is that certain people are raised up with certain different mentalities that make them feel like, okay, if I'm the breadwinner, I'm the aggressor. And it don't always have to be that way. So it can go either way. But my point of view on it is the man is always the head of the household.
Mhm. So real quick, y'all, because I know we're getting. I gotta ask y'all this.
It is what it is.
Situation where you got a man and a woman in the same house. Can y'all think of any situation where the woman can have to be the head of the household?
If you got a weak man.
If there's no man there.
And if he's sick or... Yeah. If he's sick
there you
or...
Go.
He's unable to do something, then
to
she,
do his
she
role.
Has to take the role.
Ultimately, the woman is to help me. Ultimately, she's supposed to be his helper. She was created that way. That's her role. That's from a biblical point of view and worldly. It's her role to help. It's in her to help. It's in her to give. She's a giver. And so that's the only time I can see a woman being the head over a man, because the woman is, like I see, she was put there to help. And even though they're supposed to agree on everything, she was put there by his side to help. Not in front, not in back, but on the side to be his helper.
Help me. Right.
Indeed, appreciate that.
See, the thing is, money can create issues in a household. So if you don't put money there to create the issues in the household, and you look at it as, hey, look, check this out, baby. What we're going to do is we're going to put all the money that we're making together, and we're going to do this thing together, regardless of who makes what. And we're going to sit down, and if anybody got a suggestion and anybody got a solution, we're going to work on this suggestion or solution together. We need to get that car. We'll get that car. We'll talk about getting that car together. We'll line this thing up in the proper perspective of how we got to do it. And regardless of it, the money is ours anyway, because once you are married, you are joined as what? One. So it don't matter who's bringing in the most.
That's right on. I think we got a lot of good perspectives, and that was definitely, you know, I agree with a lot of that.
I agree. That's why I was saying too in the beginning. That's exactly why I was saying that. And when Mufasa was saying, you know, just give it to him, I was like, I didn't think that was a necessary gesture, because when decisions have to be made, they come together anyway.
Right. When decisions are made, exactly.
Yeah, they come together anyway, and you know, say, hey, we want to do this, we want to do that. You know, that's why I was like, I mean, not saying that it was necessary, that it was necessarily wrong, you know, but I just didn't think that was just like.
No, you see, that's what I say. You just misunderstood me on that. What only thing I'm saying is, if the woman is making 100 and the man is making 50, okay, if she wants to say, hey, baby, here's another additional, whatever the amount of money is. Take this money, and, you know, because you're sitting down going over the bills, you taking care of the things financially, you watching over things, you are the accountant of the house. So here's such and such money. Take this, handle your business. It's not like, here you go, give it. I'm just giving this to you. She's just saying, take this money. Because I know that I'm making $100,000, and I know, sweetheart, you're making $50. But it's because I trust you as my man and my husband, and I trust you as the leader of our household. Here, I'm trusting you. Take this X amount of dollars and handle it accordingly, and let me worry about what I need to worry about.
Indeed,
that's
indeed.
What I was saying. Not that she's just giving him something like he's a prophet.
Yeah, the caller's still on the line.
Not like she's just giving him some money, like he a pimp. No, that's not what I'm saying.
We're down to 717. We're down to
he's
last.
He wants to ask him something?
Yeah, last call. If you're still on the line, I want to ask you a quick question.
Yeah, I'm still on here.
Okay, indeed. Now, just as a man, this is just a personal question relating to the topic. As a man, do you feel like you want to make more in the household? Would that make you feel a little more secure in the relationship or marriage? As a man, do you feel like you want to make more?
That's the start of any man. That's the start of any man.
Okay.
You know, any man wants to be any man wants to be making the most in the household, because that paperwork, when we put that paperwork out there, we want to be able to put that paperwork out there and have our wives look at us like, okay, he doing that thing for me.
Right.
You know, she can have security. But see, the thing is, when you're in any type of relationship, you're in the building process.
Mm-hmm.
And in that building process, y'all building each other up, not just one individual getting built up.
Exactly.
So now, at that point, what's happening is you're trying to reach a goal, and she's trying to reach a goal at the same time. But remember, y'all both trying to reach a goal to get to one point that y'all need to get to. And that's financially stable.
There you go.
So that's on both sides. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, me personally, and I really don't talk about these issues, but me personally, I have an issue with sometimes I want to hold on to certain type of money, but then I got to release it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
To get
money.
I'm gonna get
pumped out by my wife anyway. I mean, that's just you know what I'm saying? That's just relationship, man. And when there's love in the relationship, what's going to happen at the end of the day, y'all going to have to sit down at that table and be financially stable together in order for everything to work. And you already know the way society
is today, it
makes it hard for two individuals, just two people in the household, to make enough money to take care of their household. So when you really in the household and y'all making money enough to take care of each other, man, it was off the playing field, because you can make certain decisions that you can't make by yourself.
That's
but
right.
But you know what, brother? You touched on something that I want to reiterate. In the relationship, if you got the type of woman, like we say, that know her role, and when she's saying, hey, I want to do X, Y, Z, such, and you know your role, she know your role, and you say, sweetheart, this is not the time for us to go get this. I think when a woman really respects your role and know hers, she will listen to you. And she might, you know, because women do, you know, women like to sing. But I think at the end, when you really get down to it, when the man say, look, baby, this is not the time. If she really respects you and know your role and you doing your role accordingly, I think she'll listen to you.
Yeah, exactly. But you got to remember, too, man, it's all about the man's approach.
We can't approach our
woman like we approach another woman on the street. We gotta approach our woman as that's my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like
it is.
Like
about
you
want to
take care of your heart, you gotta take care of your woman. So the thing is, when you're approaching her and y'all conversation, it don't get to a high level, high vocal level. You ain't trying to tell her this mind, but I'm gonna tell you now we're doing it. That type of deal.
Right.
And sometimes us as men, we seem to forget. You know what I'm saying? And then we was probably say something out of our mouth that we really don't mean. But when you say it, you can't bring it back. All that type of stuff.
Right.
Man. That so discord in the household, and that's where you get the breakdown and on the level of who making the most money and who ain't.
Right.
And that's how you point of that argument.
Right. Yep. That's why I did want to say that like that. That is a big part on the woman also to know, hey, I'm not even finna. My husband said, okay, I'm gonna trust him. My husband said, this ain't the time for us to get that. I'm gonna trust and listen to him because he's my lead. He's my protector. He's my rock. So I think a woman, when she know your role, she's not gonna keep on. Well, no, I want it. I want it. I want it. Yeah. Then that she's elevating it on her end. A good woman is gonna be like, you know, I'm not okay, baby. You're right. This ain't the time. We'll get it later. It shouldn't even be an argument.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
let me say this really fast because I think also what's important to say, not judging it to be a good or a bad thing, but what's just reality is another thing that a dynamic that we struggle with. The woman also has to trust that when the man say wait,
that's what I said.
When the man say wait, we'll do it later, that she know we're going to do it later. If she don't have that trust in that man, I'm not saying him just saying, I'm saying she has to trust that when he said that way she can,
that's
it's easier for her to fall back.
Right.
She's easier to fall back and say, you know,
That's being a man of your word.
That's just the harsh reality. Because if what happens is if she don't believe that it will happen later, then she ain't gonna be able to 100% fully follow you. She's gonna end up doing other things on her own behind your back, trying to do things behind your back. Yeah.
Right, and that's why even in that beginning of the trust factor, you as the man, we have to be able to allow a woman to know why we're saying we can't do it right now. Not just say we can't do it right now, dude. You just got to trust me.
Right.
No, we can't do it right now because we got X, Y, and Z, and this happening, this happening, this happening, and after this point, I can be able to move.
Yeah, but even in that, you still got to bring trust.
That trust.
You got to
bring the trust, right.
Yep, even in that. Yep.
Thank you, caller.
Perfect.
We about to wrap
it
up. We got about 6 minutes left. We appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Just to wrap it up, they made some good points, and I just got some takeaways that we can give to the family on the end of this conversation, you know, kind of things that we have learned. I would say number one is in these relationships, households, marriages, communication is the key. I know that sounds cliche, but it is very important that you communicate,
your thoughts and your ideas to your partner. And also from this, we take away you have to know your role. The man has to know his role as a man, and the woman has to know her role as a woman, you know. And we kind of touched on that as far as the man being the leader, protector, the provider, the woman, you know, being the nurturer, you know, support, emotional support for the man and things like that, raising the kids. All those type of things are, you know, just natural to a woman. So we each have to know our roles. And then also, money is a factor and is not a factor. You see what I'm saying? Because if the man is doing what he has to do naturally, like myself and a caller agree, he would want to, you know, bring in more money, bring in more resources. Not even, it doesn't have to be money, but at least be resourceful and do more to, you know, to add to the family pool of resources that they have. So money is a factor.
Facts.
It ain't a factor. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just leave it at that. I know if y'all want to get the last word, we got about 4 minutes left. Right to start, Mufasa Ra.
I just want to add this last thing because it's important that also when we're speaking in terms of the family structure, like we just talked about before, I think I touched base on this a little while ago. If the woman or the wife is putting actually more time and effort and energy into the kids and nurturing the kids and raising them and being there for them, homework, things like that, making sure that they're learning how to walk and talk and, you know, learn good behavior, and you putting that effort into the kids, realistically, the man will be out doing more things as far as working. So ideally,
exactly.
Or not so much ideally, just maybe naturally, he will probably be making more money naturally because he will be the one out there doing that. Because if we're in the house now we can start a business. We do have, especially in today's time, we have a lot of entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs that they can have a business where their business may be able to allow them to work from home where they may end up making more money, which is great. But those are great things, but it may be situations where the woman is at home and still working but not putting in as many hours, you know, or just a common life where, you know, because
right.
There's not too many people that's rich out here, but a common life where the woman is maybe working half a day or something and with the kids. So then her check may not be as much as her husband who's out working maybe 8 to 10 hours a day, you know. So
cool.
I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, all I want to say is I wish we would quit.
It is what it is.
Devaluing and stop underestimating the role of being at home and taking care of home and taking care of children, because it seems to me in the society we're in now, we don't put importance on that role. We talk about it like
it's
an
important
role. It's a very important role, and it's very much so needed, and we need to stop doing it because it's important for our family structure.
Yep, very necessary. Very necessary.
Very necessary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
I totally agree
indeed.
With that. It's not a bad role at all. It's a very necessary role. Very necessary.
Yep.
We'd like to thank everybody.
Indeed.
We got some good topics coming up next couple of weeks. Brother Kev, you want to kind of give them?
Stay tuned. Don't give it to them. We got
tune
some good
in.
Topics. Tune in next Sunday, Collective Minds Radio.
Yes, so I'm looking
thank
forward to the next couple of weeks.
Supporters.
Yeah,
next
y'all
couple
just
weeks
be
gonna
here.
Get real good.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.
Collective Minds Radio.
Tune in. Check us out.
Stand on your square, we on the curve, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's only or a new point, calling with your viewpoint. From head to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers. Of the queens and the kings, we gon' get into some things. We been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been?
in the keeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.